Greetings, friends. Another great I Am in the Gospel by John, chapter 11, verse 25. This is in connection with the death of Lazarus, whose sisters were Mary and Martha. And Jesus said unto Martha, in verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. What a powerful, transcending statement. I am the resurrection and the life. And here in this chapter, he's going to demonstrate that very power, the resurrection. He himself is the resurrection. And here is how it came about in connection with Lazarus. He was dead 4 days already. And they come and tell him. And Martha said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know, said she, that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. My friends, the Bible, your Bible and mine, plainly, distinctly teaches that we will rise again, that man does not die as a beast, and he perishes from the earth and goes off into ether. Man has a soul, and man will be resurrected, either to life eternal or to the lost. Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus didn't mean that exactly. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, he himself. He is that is part of him. The same as salvation is a part of the Lord Jesus. He is our salvation. Simeon took him as a babe up in his arms and blessed God and said, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He saw the person of the Christ. So that salvation is not a thing, it's a person. The one who caused salvation to be available, who worked out salvation at Calvary's cross. Now he presents himself, whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now he shows that he is not only salvation, but he's the resurrection and the life. And so he goes on with Martha, and he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me. Again, we have that great word, believe. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. She believed he was the Son of God, which should come into the world. Yes, but whosoever believeth in him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. This is eternal life. Though we die naturally, yet we live on spiritually. And we live on as human beings. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, never die the second death, no. And there'll be a great multitude when the Lord comes to the air and calls the church home that'll never die. So this statement is true. They'll never die. They'll rise in a moment in the twinkling of an eye and they'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. They'll never die. The church those who are bought of the body of Christ, believers in the Lord Jesus to the salvation of their souls, they will rise. They are alive and remain on the earth, will rise at the moment they hear the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. They will be transformed. They will be raptured. They'll be breaking right up into his presence. So Mary, Martha knows some of this, these marvelous truths, and she believes that the Christ is the Son of God. And when she had said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calleth to thee." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. And now Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. He wasn't yet at that Lazarus' tomb. He was not yet at Lazarus' tomb. He was still in the place where Martha met him. And the Jewish folk then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth unto the grave to weep there." Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jewish folk also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. He wept tears of compassion with Mary and Martha, and those that were mourning. He wept tears of compassion. He did not weep at the grave, according to the record in your Bible and mine. Then said the Jewish folk, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Well, that was good reasoning. That was good thinking. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Yes, he was dead. He was buried. He was 4 days in the grave. And a stone was laid at the cave's mouth, or the sarcophagus mouth. And Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh. He's gone to corruption, for he has been dead 4 days. No doubt about his death." Jesus said unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God?" Believe, yes. Believe, trust in him. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And what happened? He is the resurrection. He truthfully said, "I am the resurrection and the life." He doesn't cause a dead body to come. He causes a living body to come out of the grave. And that'll be true of every child of God, every true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has passed away of all the earth to death. And their bodies are in the cemetery, are buried elsewhere. What is happening here will happen to them as an entire body of those who have passed away in Christ. Because he said, "Lazarus, come forth." What happened? And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. He didn't walk out. He came out by the force and power of the Lord's voice. The Lord himself. He is. And he could say, "I am the resurrection and the life." Oh yes, my friend, he's going to raise the dead. All of the dead. The sea will give up its dead at the great white throne. Those who have died without Christ will be all resurrected at the great white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20. But the Christians, those who are in the church, those who are saved by grace, they'll hear his voice, and like Lazarus, they'll come out of the graves, and those who are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet them in the, the air, and so shall he ever be with the Lord, because our Savior, Master and Friend, he is the resurrection and the life. When he speaks, dead folk rise and become alive again. Oh, my friends, are you going to rise when the Lord comes? Will you rise to meet him in the air? We do thank thee, blessed God our Father, for the one who has the power of resurrection, the one who has the power to give eternal life now, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is able to raise from the dead. Know in the day coming when he's going to raise all who are dead in Christ, and he's going to give them life forevermore. They'll come back to life. They are in his presence now, their soul. They'll be reunited with their bodies. And we thank thee, Heavenly Father, when the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, when it sounds, they'll all rise, the living and the dead bodies, and they'll be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. We thank thee he had and could and did truthfully say, I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for the prospect of living for all eternity, through all eternity, in the presence of the one who died for us on the cross at Calvary. May many trust him again. May they be ready when he calls, when that cry is made in the air. By and by, our Father, bless our country again. We pray thee to guide it. We pray thee to bless our president. Bless, Lord, all who are in the officials of state, and all, Lord, who serve the people of this great country. May the people respond by their attitude toward the laws of the land and the government of our land. Bless, Lord, every mayor of every city, especially the mayor of the nation's capital. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.